Hey, can we cuss on your podcast?
It's guys sitting around chewing the fat.
He made me right here in the bed. You guys didn't see that.
Gordon's still on the phone. All right. You're going to want to pull that way up, like right here. If you push that joint, that part in the middle down, it'll straighten out the.
Oh.
Yeah. Get it way up there, like right here. We have a lot of people that don't talk into the mic.
But it's tough. Can hear yourself, so you can tell how loud you should talk
into the mic either.
You don't want to. You were nervous, weren't you?
Did he make you do this?
Right. No, I can't make him do it.
Borderline.
Yeah, he's like, better do this, or I'm not bringing my truck to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said.
Where else is he going to go, though?
Only the best.
You know, you're not wrong.
Only the best. All right, we're here today with Gordon Miller in the flesh. What do you have to say for yourself?
That's not how you start this. He's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Actually, I was curious. You said you grew up near Texarkana, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How far from there?
We were about 45-minute drive.
So what was actually your hometown?
Nashville, Arkansas.
Nashville, Arkansas. How big?
About the size of Parsons, about 7,500, 8,000.
So what was it like growing up there? Was it similar to Texarkana, or was it more like small town feeling?
It was a small town feel, definitely.
Did you go to school there, or were you?
I went to private school through eighth grade. So
in Nashville?
Yes. It was a private school there. I didn't go through the public high school or anything of that, so.
Yeah.
Did you do a private high school also, or did you do like home online?
We stopped at eighth grade.
The streets.
Yeah.
Okay.
And from that, I went straight to work.
Okay.
Dad had a construction crew at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I started working for him.
So the private school, was it like a certain?
It was a Christian school.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
So do you have a bunch of siblings?
I got four older brothers.
No sisters?
No sisters.
Oh my gosh, your poor mom.
Yeah. Was it fun?
I can't complain.
Chaos.
Are they all pretty close in age?
No, the next one older than me is 4 years older, and the oldest, I think he was...
Whoa. Penalty.
I want to say he was 14 when I was born.
Okay, so...
Somewhere in there.
A wide range. That's crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy.
You were just saying that you lived in Alaska?
In 2021, I had an opportunity to go up there for the summer and work there. So I was there from the end of April until basically the first snow flew in end of September.
What did you do?
Built mini barns.
Is that through your dad's deal?
No, that was somebody completely different. It was just a random deal came up that I was able to go work for him, and
that's cool.
Crazy.
How was Alaska? Was it crazy there? Like, how was the weather through that time?
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wore a sweatshirt just about every morning while I was there. I mean, first thing in the morning, mid-afternoon, you'd be out of a sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's like, might be 60 degrees or so, it felt like 75.
That sounds nice.
That's crazy.
I would like that.
Yeah, that's about right. Not too hot, not too cold.
At nights, it would go down in the mid-40s mm-hmm. most nights. So
that's nice, though.
Was it ever like light, super late, like they say it gets?
Yeah.
In
middle of June, I came back for a weekend, and I came back to visit here. I got back into Anchorage at like 12 o'clock at night or something like that, and I was driving home. I had a three-hour drive from Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
And at 1:30 in the morning, it was like right at little after sunset, it felt like.
That's crazy.
I mean, like it was
That's crazy.
Dawn.
That's crazy, though, that 1:30 in the morning, it was just getting, you know, dark. That's man.
For the most part, if you got up at, say, 6 o'clock, went to work, and went to sleep at 10, 11 o'clock at night, you never saw darkness.
I mean,
it was daylight.
That's crazy.
That is wild. Did you do any hunting up there?
I didn't.
Or are you a hunter?
Yes, I do hunt. I didn't get to do any hunting. I wanted to, but I didn't have any of my gear or anything along.
Yeah. But you did some fishing, though?
Did a lot of fishing during the salmon run, which is about 3 weeks long there in the Kenai River, which we were right on the rivers where I was living. Hmm. We'd get up in the morning, usually around 4 o'clock or so. Daylight was about 4, 4:15. Get up, go catch our limit, and then, well, we like to do it before the tourists got up. Yeah. That's why we went early in the morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go catch our limit, get them processed, vacuum pack, freezer.
That's cool.
And then get to work at like 8 or 9 o'clock. Then work till 6 or 7 in the evening. Did that for about 3 weeks straight.
That's pretty sweet.
That's crazy. Hmm. That's cool.
Get your fishing in before work. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Kind of on your own schedule, I guess.
Yeah.
Were you ready to come back home? Or were you? Did you like it?
I started following a guy on Instagram who just moved to Alaska randomly after high school and never came back. And he was like, don't ever go to Alaska as a young man because like you'll never grow up or something. Like there was a quote that someone had said that he said was like so true.
There's always an itch to go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm still contemplating if I'm going to go this summer or not to fish mostly.
That's why we need to get our plane.
Oh my gosh.
Me and him are getting our pilot's license and getting a plane, we decided.
that summer didn't help anything on that because you go to the local little airport. And there is 150 little two-seat airplanes sitting out there. I mean,
perfect.
They use them like cars.
That's good. Yeah, you got to out there.
It's awesome.
So wild. So when did you move out here?
We moved in winter, January of 2019.
Why did you come here?
You had been in Alaska after you were already here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So who's we?
Me and my parents.
Okay.
Mom, Ned.
Okay. And no siblings?
No.
How'd you end up here?
I have an uncle that lives here and dad was wanting to get out of the construction business.
Yeah.
After you've been in business for between 30 and 40 years, it's hard to tell people no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was easier for him to move away than it was to tell people.
Just quit
no.
asking.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
And you guys are Mennonites, right?
Yes.
What is that?
Do you know?
We were talking the other day and you said it's not a religion, which I learned something because I thought it was.
Christian religion.
Yeah.
Or whatever, the Bible. That's
yeah.
our religion.
Christian, yeah.
And then culture, more or less, is what the Mennonite is, part of it.
So
how?
Go ahead.
How would your culture be different from, I don't know, life?
Not normal, but like us.
Which, but...
I guess we don't really have a culture.
Yeah, we're kind of basic.
We're just boring white people.
A lot of it is very similar, mm-hmm. I would say. But, I mean, it's the basics of what the Bible teaches.
So, like, you guys don't drink?
No.
What else?
Probably not the bad things that...
So you're just better versions of us?
I wouldn't say that.
He's like, yes, but I'm not going to tell you that. He's like, I'm too nice to say that.
It's just like, to me, if it's a culture and not a religion, it's funny that there are like rules, I guess.
There's guidelines.
But to me, that seems like a religion. So that's why I always just assumed it was, I guess.
If there is a guideline that the Bible doesn't lay out that way, mm-hmm. then it can become a religion, so to speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I mean, dress modestly. I mean, Bible says something about drinking, not getting drunk or
right.
along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And like being a good person in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what does Mennonite mean? Like, what's that word? Is it a different language? Or is it... Like, does it stand for something?
I think it comes from the guy that started it all.
Mm.
If I understand it right. That's what some...
So, like, some people... go ahead.
Some people refrain from using Mennonite as much because of... They don't want it to seem like a cult or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't...
Like
I won't think of a cult when you think... you hear Mennonite.
No.
I mean, I'm sure some people might, but I don't. I always just thought it was a religion also. But, okay, do you guys, like, in church, so it's Christian-based, do you go to a Christian church?
Like, are there non-Mennonites that go to your church? Or no?
Or do you have, like, your own church?
We have our own church.
Okay.
I mean, there's anybody's invited.
Y'all so, like, I could go, yeah, and they wouldn't, yep, be like, hey, no, you're not Mennonite?
No.
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad. I'm just curious.
Our doors are open for anybody that wants to come. I mean,
that's cool.
Sunday morning. So is there like one preacher?
We have a group of three preachers.
Okay.
I mean,
but like on the basis, it's like from the Bible, they're preaching from the Bible.
Yep. That's okay. Pretty much, I mean, where we go to church, that's the same. It's just Bible based, mm-hmm, you know, don't really stray too far from it.
And what else is there that you want to?
Exactly.
By. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Is there a big Mennonite community around here then?
It's... Depends what you call big. Like, our church is about, I want to say around 180 to 100 people. Something like that.
Yeah. So, I don't want to insult you or offend you, but correct me if I'm wrong. People have said before, like, Mennonites, oh, they're modern day Amish. Is that totally backwards and wrong? Or is that like, yeah, we are. Like, we're same rules, but we dress better and drive cars.
Drive cars.
I don't know the answer to all of that.
Do you know any Amish people?
I know a few, yeah.
Like around here?
I've run into quite a few. There's a group in Bartlett. And mm-hmm, then also up here on the 400, there's a group up there.
Yeah. So I wonder what they would say. Like, I wonder if they, do you know, like, are they similar, like, Christian-based, or is that more of a religion?
I don't know.
You don't want to speak for them?
I have no clue about that either.
I mean,
most of it is Christian-based, or all of it.
Yeah.
They just do things different.
But sometimes it can get a little bit out of hand on...
Like, how far they take
it. I don't like to say rules, but...
Yeah.
But they're, like, one extreme. They're the, you know, like, we're going to be more of a modern Christian. Mm-hmm. They're like the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I would assume. I don't know if, I don't know if Amish are Christian based or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, they're like one extreme, obviously.
And I'm not the one to answer all your questions either.
Yeah. Amish are like, and a lot of Amish from around, I think from most of the country are like German descent.
Yeah.
Is that similar for you guys or no?
They teach their kids.
It is similar? It's similar?
Yes.
Do you guys like know German?
I know another language.
Yeah. Really? Which one?
What do you know?
Is it German?
Like a Pennsylvania Dutch is what they call it.
Say something, dude.
See, that's crazy.
I'm hanging out on Big Hill Small Talk. I'm
putting it on the spot. Somebody to talk to you.
In that language?
There's probably going to be some people listening that'll understand it. That's hard to translate.
It's fine.
No, it's fine. He's got it.
Oh my gosh. Just say like a normal sentence, like, hi, how are you? Like that's going to be more normal, right?
Hi, wie bist du?
That's cool.
I wish I knew another language. I think that's so.
My grandpa was a teacher and he had some, I might mess this story up, but something where he was coaching kids who only spoke German spoke German and English. And so he was like, at first I thought they were a little slow, but then I realized like I was talking to them in English. They were listening in English, then translating to German, understanding what I said, thinking of something to say back, translating that to English and then saying it. So like, there's so much like learning another language is insane to me. I think it's so cool.
I was actually just talking to one of my friends last night. One of her close friends they have a 1-year-old. Her dad is Mexican. And her mom is white. And so the dad talks to her in Spanish and the mom talks to her.
To try and teach her
both.
Yeah,
so she is dual.
I think the younger you learn, the better.
I think that is so cool.
I have a cousin who learned Mandarin at like 3 years old.
Yes, both of them.
Because they say you're supposed to learn like very young.
They lived in New York City.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's crazy.
But like to learn all like the sarcasm and like the, you know, the little fake, what do they call it? The fake words like
like the little lingo.
Like slang. Slang. Like that is a lot.
I'm sure that makes you so much smarter because
yeah.
I don't know. Like, you're learning two languages. That's
like
crazy.
You had said about the they had to switch it to German. Translating
their head. Yeah.
That is because it was their first language.
Like, German was.
I used to do that.
Really? Like, so was German your first language? Or the Pennsylvania Dutch, you said?
It's Dutch. It's a Swiss Dutch more is what it
where. And that was what you grew up talking, like in your house. Mm-hmm. So when did you start learning English?
About the time you'd start go to school.
That's wild.
So like 4 or 5. 4 or 5.
Yeah.
That has to be so confusing. Like, to then go
to. A 4-year-old, I feel like, doesn't even really know what's going on anyway.
Yes, they do.
And then you're like.
You say that.
And then you're like, oh, and you have to learn a new language.
That would be hard. That's crazy.
That is wild. Which, our language has enough mixed in. Like, if you'd walk up to two people talking it, you could probably
piece it together, kind
of what they're saying.
Yeah, that's how a lot of it is. Or like when you hear people speak Spanish, I don't know a lick of Spanish, but like I could probably figure out what they're talking about because there's some similar words, you know. I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think I could. But
taco.
Taco.
You know. Like.
Wow, Spanish is much harder. Like, we actually mix in English words
right
in our language or whatever.
Do you guys talk that at home still?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's cool. So you speak two languages every day. You're fluent. Yeah. That's neat.
That's so crazy. I just wish I could hear you talking to your parents.
Yeah, it'd be way cooler to.
I mean, it's the same. Because
then it's just a conversation, not you just saying one little.
I'm assuming they know English as well.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody does. I mean, you have to have no English to.
Right. To live it. Yeah.
Gosh, that's so interesting. I mean, like, if you'd hear any of the Amish or whatever, I could understand all of them.
Do they also speak the same language as you?
Some of it's a different dialect, but it's still the same.
Yeah.
Because that's what they teach the kids, I know, still. Mm-hmm. Is there. I don't know if half the time the Amish adults, though, speak very well. Very. Mm-hmm. Good English.
I want to say there's something in the school, like the, what do you call it?
Like the homes, where they homeschool?
It's the homeschool. Like the curriculum? Like the.
Curriculum?
No, your school, like your public school or whatever the, it's not government, but the.
Regulations
to teach.
Mm-hmm.
You have to teach English.
Okay.
Like their guidelines.
I could be mistaken about that.
Like in their
state of Kansas.
Oh, really? So they have to, or the state would step in.
I'm fairly sure Arkansas was that way for schools. I mean, it's a requirement that you in classroom you have to.
Do you think they would actually? I mean, what do you think the odds are that the state would find out that a small Amish community is not teaching English and actually step in and do something?
No, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah. So they're supposed to.
You're doing the child disservice to not teach them English.
Oh, yeah. If you're gonna
especially
live in,
when they're in the community as much as they are.
Yeah.
Like out and about. It's not just they're in their one little place and they only stay there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They're at the store. They're at the post office, you know, getting gas.
Well.
Never mind. So was your private school like all kids and like some parents did? Like was it a not homeschool, but like a church type school?
Yes, it was the church's school, basically.
So it's probably very small classes.
My class was 5 in my grade.
So probably
and
like
it was like
you.
I went to a Catholic school and we had like 6 or 7 kids in our class. Mm-hmm. So do you ever feel like it was hard to go from there to the real world?
Not really.
Because you weren't homeschooled, but like that's like a hybrid of homeschool and not, mm-hmm. I feel like. So I've heard homeschool people, you know, people always say like, well, I worry about the social aspect of things. Like if you're homeschooled, but then they worry about sending them to school with all the crazy shit that goes on.
I think a lot has changed in the homeschool system. I think it's a lot different than
around
it used to
here.
Be.
I mean, I know around here, there's a group that like gets together and goes and does stuff. That's really cool.
Yeah. And like the kids,
but I don't know if that's everywhere.
I think so.
Maybe it is. It's social media and stuff. It's probably not very hard to get a group.
Well, no. And then like even the kids can still do sports through like the rec center. And even I'm sure they could sign up in like just the small, like Mount Valley or like, you know, Altamont or something like that.
Yeah.
Because so I think homeschool's changed a lot since from what we used to think of like homeschooled kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But do you asked him that question. Do you feel that way? No. You went from a small school to the high school.
Yeah, but like the high school, I guess the high school was a big change.
I feel like that. And I had 15 kids in my class and I went through K through 8 in one school. Yeah. And I felt like going to the high school was...
Well, it was a big change, but I was
crazy.
I was super, like when I was in grade school, I was super excited. I thought high school was like the coolest thing ever.
I was like, Dad, please let me homeschool. I don't want to go back.
You would have freaking slept in until noon and watched Netflix every day if you were homeschooled.
I would not have.
Yeah, you would have.
I cannot sleep until noon.
Back then you could. Trust me. You don't want to have that argument.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Sleep till noon, watch Netflix till 4.
Anyways, you own your own business?
Yes.
Yep. What do you do?
Detail
Shout
cars.
Out Main Street Auto. What's it called? Main Street Detail?
Main Street Auto Detailing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Best in the biz. Just got my truck ceramic coated. How long did that take you to
he's
learn?
He's like, don't say that.
Why not?
Do you want people, you want to do that a lot?
Yeah, bring them in.
Oh, okay.
That's where the money's at.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's the fun stuff. Make the paint shiny.
How hard was that? You had to go to like a school for that, right?
I did some training to become accredited that I could do the company based guarantee, like the warranty work and stuff like that. If the coating fails, I can back it up and the company will back me.
Oh,
what's the company
nice.
Called?
G Technique.
Are they like top high end, top notch?
They're one of the best out
yeah,
there.
That's what I figured.
From what I've been told and what I see, the professional level coating that I have is the best on the market.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
You can go.
I was just going to say, was it hard starting a business here, not knowing anyone and all that good stuff?
Kind of.
How'd you meet people when you moved here?
It was rough.
If you go to church with the people, you know, your community, like that'd be... What'd you do? You're not at the bars.
The first 6 months.
He's not being a degenerate like you.
The first 6 months, I worked for a local guy in construction, and it wasn't really what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I started working for my brother over in Missouri. And that's
what's he do?
Construction.
Oh, okay.
He has his own crew, my oldest brother.
Yeah.
And one of the other ones lives close to there, and he works for him as well. So I was working with two of my brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
I did that for 2 years until I went to Alaska. But it was three-hour drive over there.
It like Springfield?
Sedalia.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So I was over there all week and then three and a half hours back on Friday. That's just... Yeah.
That's rough.
That gets old quick.
And then what do you do? Like, what do you do on the weekends?
I was at home.
Yeah, just hang out.
Pretty much.
Recover.
I mean, yeah. And then do it again next week. Just
it
got old. That's,
that's not fun.
I wanted a career change or something different. Then I had that opportunity to go to Alaska, and I ended up driving up there, got my brother to help me. It was still through COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Don't recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, then once I got back, I wanted to get into something else. I was tired of construction. I mean, it's fun.
I hated construction. I used to do it too.
There's nothing worse than the winters up here.
Oh, I hated the summers.
I cannot stand the cold weather. It's
really?
Still like this last winter almost got to me again.
And it was not bad. It was easy.
Yeah, dude. It's this spring in late February.
Got to remember, I grew up in South Arkansas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically Texas.
Yeah. Texarkana.
I was born there.
Yeah.
When did you open your business?
I started working right when I got back. One of my buddies was doing it out of his garage.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked for him part-time off and on
here.
While he had work. Yeah, there in Altamont.
Yeah.
And then at the first of the year in 2022, I took it over and I was renting from one of the businesses there in town, Circle Auction.
Oh,
I was renting
part
of their shop.
Mm-hmm.
Until I was able to get the place where I'm at. Mm-hmm. By the time I got it all remodeled, it was September, like the end of September 2022 is when I moved in.
Nice.
Yeah, so you're like a year and a half in, huh?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Are you staying busy? Because I know we all both started our own businesses, so I know it can be hard.
It was last winter, or the first winter was rough.
Yeah, because most of the time, I mean, how often are people getting their vehicles detailed in the winter? Because
not that much.
Yeah.
I moved in or opened the shop basically in 1st of October, more or less. October was good. November was decent. December, okay. But then January and February was just dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's tough.
And then this year, I was kind of expecting the same, and all of a sudden it took off, and it slowed down during the winter, but it was still
Every different thing has December its slow
and January,
time.
December and January is slow season for a lot of it's industries. Slow for me. You got the holidays, cold, people don't want to go out. They've spent a lot of money on Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my slow season normally. I mean, the beginning of December is usually busy for me just because everybody's buying gift certificates. Yeah. That's their presents.
Yeah.
But then it gets slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a bunch of those this year. Gift cards.
Well, that's smart because you might not be able to cash that in for a while, but at least you're getting something. Because I have a love-hate relationship with gift cards. It's like, okay, it's nice in the moment, but then when they're coming in, you're like, I'm working for free. It feels like it can be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't advertise them at all this last holidays, and I sold way more than I did the
year
before.
Coming in and talking?
That would be a great gift. I love when I get my car detailed.
Mm-hmm. Gordon hates it because it's way harder than my car or my truck. Because
he doesn't drive his truck.
Yeah, and my car's disgusting. Has a toddler in it. You could say
He still didn't bring his cruise in to me.
It's disgusting. That's worse than my car.
No, it's not.
Are you kidding me?
Your car's a freaking joke.
The only reason it's dirty is because once I clean it out before I have to take it to him to get all of Carson's little tiny socks, the 75 toys.
Yeah, Carson's Sonic bag. Carson's.
Shut up.
Casey's drink. Carson. Yeah. Carson. She blames it on our daughter. Poor innocent Carson.
No, actually, I'm going to blame this on your unborn child because.
Oh, the cravings?
Yeah, can't help it.
Yeah. I guess that's
true. Wait, did you ever announce that on Big Hill Small Talk?
Well, you didn't just now, I guess.
Okay.
So is this long term? Are you going to be here forever? Settle down?
I'll be here for a while.
For a while?
What a vague answer.
Like,
a while could be 6 months or 10 years.
I don't know the answer. No, it's going to be longer than 6 months.
Yeah.
He opened a business and redid a building.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably going to want that to be longer than a year and a half.
I finally got it to where it's making decent money. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually to a place where I can relax halfway and not.
That's pretty sweet.
Not have to struggle as much.
That's a good feeling.
The first 2 years, well, the first year when I bought the building, it was that summer was rough, or the whole year in general.
Yeah.
So,
starting out.
What's your day today like? Like, what time do you like to get there and start, and what time do you like to end at? Or do you have like set hours, or are you like, well, I'll just do it when I want to? How do you do it?
I tell people 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 8 to 5 is kind of what I want.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of times it's 5:30 or 6 because people get off of work at 5:15.
Jake say, keeping them late.
Whatever.
Making them late to this podcast. Sorry, I'll call Jake up. He's fine.
That's kind of the day-to-day, unless I'm doing a big job or something that I want to get done or schedule too much or something like that.
How many vehicles, like if you're just doing like when you did my car, not the extra that you did on Ike's truck.
Honey, your car was more, even though mine had the extra, yours was more.
No. I wouldn't go there.
My car is not that bad. People are going to think I'm dirty. Gosh. Okay, was my car bad?
It was not bad.
Okay, thank you.
It's fine.
Last summer when I was real busy, I would say 2 or 3 days a week, I was doing 3 of them. The other
days
I was doing 2.
That's exhausting.
It's some long days.
Oh, I'm sure. Because how long normally, like to do my car, can you remember like how long it felt like it took you?
4-ish hours.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. I try to keep it between 3 and 5 hours, unless it's something that's real bad and I know it's going to take longer.
Okay, see? Mine wasn't real bad.
Yeah.
And depends how much I stay on it. It makes a difference. Mm-hmm.
And how much Mountain Dew you drink? Yeah, I see your trash can when I was in there last time.
Wait, you're a pop drinker?
He gets all jacked up on Mountain Dew and freaking speed cleans.
Speed
cleans. I love a good morning Mountain Dew. Dude, that's my coffee.
Mountain Dew. I make myself a latte every morning.
Oh, really? I'm not
that's
a coffee
that's
guy.
That's where it's at.
I'd say 3 or 4 days a week, I don't do anything. Maybe chug a water.
That's new.
But if I'm like needing something, like, you know how people are like, oh, I need my coffee. If I need something, I'm gonna get a Mountain Dew.
I'm drinking a pop every single morning. You can count on it.
Yeah. But you don't do coffee really.
No.
Yeah. So that's your coffee. Kind of like, you know.
So you work right beside the coffee shop. You don't even go get coffee?
Oh, she spends plenty of money there. Don't worry. She just doesn't get coffee.
Ike.
Hey, that place has good food, though.
Yeah.
Have you been in there?
I've been in there. I used to go quite a bit for coffee.
They've got really good lunch and stuff.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes I'll, if I'm feeling not like a pop, then I'll get a coffee. But very rarely.
Yeah.
I'd rather... Especially now that I'm pregnant and I'm only supposed to drink my one pop a day.
Mm-hmm.
I am not wasting that on a coffee that I don't love as much as I like with my Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How, this is back to your culture. How is like the dating? Are you dating?
Ooh, do you have a special lady in your life?
Special
lady. Oh, man.
Like,
I don't know your answers on
is
that.
Is it like, is it called courting? What's or is it called mean? Dating? I don't know. What, the older people still
are there arranged marriages?
The no, there's no arranged.
Like, can you go on a ask a girl on a date, and you guys go on a date by yourself?
Yeah.
Would it be anything can be cut out too? I just am curious. Can you date outside of your culture?
You can.
Is it like frowned upon? Would you say? Would they rather you date inside your culture? I get it.
Most people would.
Yeah.
But most people probably just do anyway.
It just makes it easier.
Because you usually end up being with someone you spend your most time with anyway.
Right.
Well, and a lot of times you want to see life in the same, you know.
You want the same, you want to agree on the same thing.
Yeah, like your values and things like that. So I get that. I just didn't know if it was like more frowned upon or not.
You can't bring a stripper home.
Okay,
you can, but, you know, that'd be hard to. You know, obviously she's not going to have the same views.
What would your mom have said about
that? Yeah, exactly.
Same thing. Get this bitch out of my house.
Okay, you're not. That is being cut out of this podcast. Good Lord. Gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what she would have said. Doesn't matter.
I don't know what to say.
Now Cameron's all flustered.
I'm just like, why is
everybody all flustered? Break the ice a little bit.
Well, I was asking my dating questions. I just didn't know how.
What? How old are people when they usually get married? No.
It ranges from whatever, 20 to you name it.
I feel like nowadays in just everyday life, it's getting older. People are 30 before they get married. You know, 30s. You know, not us and our friends. I mean, we got married young, but...
Yeah, I just kind of think it depends where you're at.
If you go to, like, a bigger city, like, you know, Kansas City or, like, somewhere happening...
Not here.
I feel like a lot of people are... 30 is the new 20 is what they're saying, you know?
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Do you want to get married and have kids?
Eventually.
Maybe.
I mean...
Yeah, you're like, I'm not in a rush.
Depends what God has in my future.
Yeah. We got married when we were 20.
Oh, boy.
I was 21.
Oh, yeah. You were 21, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, what's next on Main Street Auto Detailing? Anything new? Oh, what's the coolest car you've ever done? Or the most expensive? Have you ever done a Lambo?
No.
Who around here drives
a Lambo? Not a lot of Lambos in Alamo.
I will say, though, Labette County or Southeast Kansas has way more...
Yeah.
Cool cars and you know. No, really? Not Lambo cool.
Yeah.
But
old like old antique cool.
Some of those, but half your farmers around here have a Corvette or something like that sitting in their garage.
Yeah.
I mean, well, tomorrow I got a guy bringing a C7 Z06.
I don't know what that is.
It's like 17 model Corvette.
Okay.
Like the high.
Dude, the
one.
New Corvette Stingrays are so nice. I want one so bad.
I still prefer the front engine.
Oh, I didn't even know.
The
are the Stingrays
are,
in the back?
New ones are mid-engine.
Oh, yeah,
they're in the back.
Okay.
Same as your Lambo or any of those are.
Yeah. My problem is if I'm ever able to afford one, it'll be so long from now that gas will probably not be a thing anymore.
Actually, last week, I had a 69 Camaro.
Oh, Z28. That's cool.
It was like all original.
That's which, cool.
Like an $80,000 to $100,000 classic. That, and then...
That's pretty sweet.
At the same time, I had a 2024 F-250 in there.
Yeah.
That's probably some of the most expensive vehicles that I've had.
Yeah. We've had that conversation. I don't like the new Fords.
Yeah. I don't either.
Yeah.
Why?
The stupid freaking step side. I hate them.
The step side?
They put the holes in the bed where you can, I get it. Like, it's probably like handy for the two times in the 20 years you own it that you use it. But it makes a brand new truck look like a work truck.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I hate it. It looks so bad.
I'll stick with my Ram.
Yeah, you got your Cummins?
Yeah.
Do you ever drive it? It's always parked in there.
Mm-hmm. I had it out just last week. I had to run to Kansas City with it, get something.
You use it just like pull trailers and stuff?
Mostly. Yeah. Or if I had something that doesn't fit in my car or whatever.
Yeah. What's your car?
It's a 14 Mercedes C300. It's a cheaper car.
Is it fast?
No.
Oh, it's not? Mm-mm. Cheaper car. It's a Mercedes.
That's still a cheap car.
Oh, okay.
People have this thing about Mercedes that they're all $50,000 to $100,000 cars. They're not.
Yeah.
They have a cheap line as well.
Do you know a lot about cars? I know nothing.
More than I used to.
Really?
I like cars. I mean.
Do you know how to work on them too?
I wish I would know more.
Because that could be like kind of like a maybe detail and tune up type combo. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
Probably not. Yeah. I have plenty of work the way it is that I'm starting to be a little bit more pick and choose about stuff like that. That I can't. There's a whole liability side of it as well. When you get into the repairs and stuff like that.
Yeah, you add a lot more tools, equipment on that also.
True. A lot more
it's
overhead.
Not cheap.
You have to get a lift. I mean, you'd want a lift.
I want one of those for myself anyway.
Just for you working on your own stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got another little project in the shop I saw the other day. What's that?
That's a 67 Toyota Stout. I picked it up for fairly cheap. I actually traded some work for it.
Around here?
One of my buddies that had it. It was given to him.
That's pretty cool. So you're redoing it?
I was working on getting it going. I was struggling with the engine for the last year. And I'm about ready to give up on that part.
Oh, really?
Get somebody to just swap one in.
Oh, really?
A little bit more modern.
Are you going to like paint it and everything?
It's got a nice enough patina that I'm just going to buff it out and maybe clear coat it and just leave the old rusty look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I got a buddy who did that, clear coated over it, and it's kind of cool. Yeah. Kind of give him a little character.
I'd like to find somebody to swap an engine into it for me.
Oh, that's not hard. I mean, swapping the engine is hard, but it's not hard to find someone to do that. I know guys.
All right. I'm going to need to find some guys anyway. Somebody respectable or reputable.
I'll hook you up. Right. Tell Mike sent you.
Who are you telling?
I'll just send him down to Sooner.
No, my dad's a mechanic.
Your dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's... Oh, how long has Sooner Auto been open?
I don't know.
Oh, probably like 2002.
Where is this?
Bartlett.
Bartlett, America. Highway.
Do you know where Bartlett is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the highway. South. So...
So like southwest of Bartlett.
Bartlett. Yeah, just it's just west. On the highway.
Towards Edna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
but
Sooner
like
Auto.
Just outside of Bartlett.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like right the first mile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sooner Auto and R7 Custom Bumpers. Ooh. Shout out.
Oh, I did see that when I drove past already.
Yeah, you need a bumper for your, I guess you probably already, do you have one on your Dodge? Is it stock?
Factory
yeah, bumper. You don't want an aftermarket?
No.
That's how I am on my truck.
Painted mine.
She gets so mad at me because I won't put one on our truck. I'm like, the new trucks just look better without.
No,
just like
I love,
fresh.
My dad's bumpers are so nice.
Yeah, they are, but it's like, that's what you put on like a work truck or a feed truck or something.
No, when I get
or like
my
a
truck.
Cool Jeep.
No, when I get my truck, one day, and we'll have a bumper on it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Speaking about Edna, are we going down to eat crawfish?
Are we?
Did we have you been down there yet?
No.
And I won't go because I don't like...
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
That is the best Cajun north of Texas.
Hey, so you've been there?
I've been there last year quite a few times.
Okay, I want to go because I like spicy, like Cajun stuff, but I don't like shrimp. Shrimp's like the only thing in the world I don't like.
They have a lot of stuff, though.
I'll eat anything.
They got crab legs,
too. I eat so much.
See, you'd like that.
I
mean,
but like, I just won't do shrimp. But I would love to go get down on some Cajun for sure. Mm-hmm.
That is some of the most authentic Cajun.
Is it good and spicy?
Even in South Arkansas, we did not have the authentic Cajun like this guy does.
Really?
I mean, it is. He comes from deep Louisiana. I mean,
I wonder if he has it flown in or shipped in.
He has it shipped in every week for the crawfish. Cool. Like the crawfish, you have to have live. I mean, yeah, they have to be alive and fresh. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he needs somebody to go with because I don't. Eat that.
We've been trying to. What are they? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think.
No, I don't think it's Thursday.
Or is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Friday, just Saturday, the weekends?
Something like that.
Which, yeah. I mean, if that's better than most, because most of them, you know, they're just closed during the weekends. Yeah. So at least they're open during the weekend. That's cool.
Last weekend was their first of the season for the crawfish. They're just getting started. So.
And they do breakfast.
I saw that. I've never been
I can't imagine breakfast. What a Cajun breakfast is like. I'm not against it, but
we used to do crawfish boils in Arkansas, like our own stuff.
Yeah.
And then if we'd have leftover, we'd peel all the little tails out, same as shrimp, similar, and then put them in scrambled eggs. That is some good scrambled eggs.
Crawfish and eggs. That, yeah, I'm sure. Cameron's not a seafood person. She's not a much of anything person.
That's not true. I am.
She doesn't really like steak.
I do like steak. I love a hamburger if the beef is not from the store.
She doesn't like pork chops. So she doesn't like brats.
So the gift that I brought, she's not going to like.
Oh, I'm going to eat it up.
Ike will love it. Ike and his dad, you better have your dad out or he'll be mad.
I saw a thing where, which I get down the wormhole and watching reels sometimes. But if you pour boiling water on the skin, you can just pick it right off, peel it all off. Is that true? Have you done it?
Yep.
I'm going to have to try it.
I do that if I... You can cook it with skin on or with skin off. And if... A lot of times I'll do that if I'm taking
What's the best way to cook salmon?
I like doing a pan sear and then have it on a bed of rice.
Really?
That's real good.
That seems something you would like.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you'd get at a restaurant, that's more like it. Or if you just put it straight on a smoker with maybe tin foil underneath. Like a Traeger grill or
but
something.
But like what do you season it with if you're throwing it on the smoker?
I have some seasoning from Alaska.
Really? Some good homegrown stuff.
Just an all-purpose salt seasoning, basically.
Last year, we got, which obviously is not going to be the same quality, but we got some salmon from the store for a football game. And me and my dad did salmon burnt ends.
Yeah.
Like cubed up with like a barbecue glaze type deal.
On I the bet smoker. That was good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, you're not cooking the salmon in our house, actually.
I'll do it on the grill. I'm going to do it on the smoker.
I can't do that smell.
This stuff's can be a little bit strong if you're peeling the skin off and stuff. That's probably the
worst
part.
I'll probably do that.
Yeah, I'll not be a part of that.
I'm excited. I can't wait to try
it. You should have your dad out, and me and your mom and Carson will go eat some.
Yeah, you guys can go eat Mexican or something and we'll eat salmon. Yeah, that'd be good.
Do you have Facebook or Instagram page for your business?
Yes.
Okay.
Both.
Is it Main Street? Is that what it's? Main.
Main Street Auto Detailing.
I'm Main Street too.
Yeah, my she's Main Street Skins.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You guys should do like a giveaway bundle.
Main Street, we're so cool.
Get your face cleaned and your car cleaned.
I thought about doing a promotion for your followers or what, your listeners.
For like what? Like give something away?
No.
Like a
10% off for any ceramic coatings.
Ooh.
We'll post that. If you want to do it, don't feel like
Go
you need to.
It.
Like the first person to mention this?
Or like, just anyone?
Anyone in 2024.
They have to say.
You have to mention Big Hill Small Talk.
Ooh, all
Big
right.
Hill, this episode, so you better listen to it.
You heard it here. Ceramic coating.
This ceramic coatings only. Does not apply to just your regular details.
And I tell you what, it's worth it.
Yeah, that it looks good. Yeah. Ike's truck looks so good.
Yeah. And that stuff, and is it 5-year that I've got one?
You have the 5-year
Yeah.
And I also offer a 9-year professional grade coding.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. But yeah, the 5 years. So I won't have to get it done until 29, huh? Sweet. Hopefully you're still.
We all know Ike's truck sits in the garage all the time. So
I'll take it out.
10 years for
him. I'll take it out earlier this past weekend. I was out and about, out on the town. About time for a new car. My cruise has been acting up, but we'll see. Do we miss anything? Do you have any more notes?
No, I don't
think
so.
Do you have any questions for us?
Wait, you don't have to. I did have a question. What do your parents do? Because your dad got out of the construction. So what did your parents do?
He works part-time at...
He's probably like, I'm done working.
Circle E Auction.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
God, that place has so much. They have so much equipment there, or implements, whatever. Yeah.
Well, they're getting ready for they have consignment auction twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't coming out till Monday, right?
Yeah.
It's this Saturday. So.
Okay.
The 16th, 18th,
okay.
Whatever this Saturday is.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have a lot of mechanic tools to implements to you name it.
Yeah.
This year's one of their biggest auctions.
That's cool.
Yeah. And does your mom stay home?
Yes. She's stay at home.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Heck yeah.
You'd have to with 5 boys.
Oh, you'd have
yeah,
to.
Of course.
Absolutely have to.
Yeah. Cameron has to think she has to with 1 girl.
No, I don't. I work.
I know, but you like to every once in a while joke around about it. But she wouldn't be able to not work.
No, I would go crazy.
They say boys are easier, though. So.
No way.
Good thing I have one coming.
Yeah. A little thumpkin.
That, Ike, do not say that. People are going to think you're naming our kid that.
We are.
No, we're not. No, we are
That's what I'm calling him. Little thump.
No, we're not.
All right, well, I guess
thanks
we're
for
good.
Coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, go get your car ceramic coated. 10% off. It's a pretty big deal. That's a lot of money. Thanks for coming out.
Yep.